Now, when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for the people that hold our own. We're getting ready to pick up one of our favorite people in the world, a kid. I call him a kid. Anybody less than 60 is like a child to me. We're going to bring on Matt Goodwin. Matt Goodwin is one of the founding members of Blood River Radio. Without Matt Goodwin, there would be no Blood River Radio. In the beginning, we used Matt's money. He never had enough, but we used what he had. we used every nickel he had, every nickel I had, and Lee Cochran, what few nickels he would. Lee Cochran, he was a hood man.
Hold on. That was supposed to be an investment. When am I getting my returns?
Oh, let's go and get it. You just hold this. This is a bond. This bond matures in 75 years.
But you, All right.
I forgot to tell you that.
From the U.S. government, I see.
Yeah, well, this bond's a 75-year bond, but see, the first 5 years considered dead time, so actually it's an 80-year bond. You have to hold on 80 years to cash it. But people are going to bring Matt on just a second. Before I forget, I'm going to mention a couple of other things. We were talking about, and I've got to get this off my chest. I was telling you about how the Catholic Church, they have a prayer rug now in the Vatican Library. In the Vatican City. Okay, and you know what? The Baptist Church, they got their prayer rug for the Jews in Israel. I'm telling you flat out, people, the Baptist Church, they worship these damn Jews. I don't want to turn loose this week, and we're going to bring Matt in just a second. They worship the damn Jews. I'm going to say this. When I was over there, about 10 days ago, trying to get this little fly-by-night Penny Annie minister. He wasn't the head honcho minister. He's in charge of the mission trips. His name is something Taylor, Ben Taylor, I think. Anyway, what a sissy ass. But anyway, when I told them what I wanted to do, that I wanted to expose how the state of Israel attacked the beloved veterans. I told them, and you know how y'all, we love veterans. The Lord knows the Baptist Church loves veterans. Give us a cup of coffee every year. But anyway, I'm not kidding y'all. You have never seen a more, if I could be frightened, I would have. It's just a virulent hatred. I mean, the guy's eyes even look like they were turning colors. This minister and the goon squad guys, Matt and Will, they wanted to kill me. You have never heard and seen such hatred in your life. This inside of a so-called church, a gigantic church. But I just want—I didn't want to leave that topic without telling you the hatred there. I haven't given up on BYU Baptist Church about forcing them to get the sailors in, but it's probably one chance in 100 million. Anyway, with that, I'm going to make one more comment. We have this book called Dark Medicine that's put out by our good friend Jason Robb, who's the attorney for the Council of Ku Klux Klan, the Knights Council out of Harrison, Arkansas. And it tells you all about how if you're white, you can just kiss your GPA goodbye. They're not going to get you into medical school. You're not going to get into medical school if you're white. If you're white, especially white male, you might as well forget it. It's called Dark Medicine. It's a plan, and you can read about it, how these people who control medicine actually brag about it. As you can see it, if we have some of these left, if you'd like to get some Dark Medicine, if you'd like one, send me an email, eddie@bloodriverradio.com, and we'd like the donation for them. $20 would be great. But we also have one called The Cult of Clergy, written by Paul Fromm. And it tells you it's the exact blueprint of the planned replacement of European people. And people, it's just about here. Well, that, I wanted to get rid of that, get that off my chest, because it really, really, really pisses me off how these so-called Christians do, how they hate you. They hate you with a virulent hatred. If you say something about the Jews, they want you dead. Anyway, Matt, Little Brother Matt, I'm so sorry that I got on a rampage rabbit trail there. But anyway, how you been doing, Matt? Come on, give the people here at the Blood River Radio, get them a little bio of yourself and tell them about how we met and experiences we've had together and with Blood River Radio. And even before that, but when you and me and you went to Charlottesville, we weren't on Blood River Radio yet. But tell us a little bit about that, Matt.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, before I get into that, I wanted to make a couple comments about your preacher boys and your and your dark medicine. So the thing I wanted to say kind of touches on both of those topics, and a little bit, maybe. Maybe not so much the dark medicine. But anyway, I think what you're seeing with the people's eyes almost changing with anger and everything, I see the same thing. It's not just in politics or in when you mention the J word, oh, that gets them too. But I think what happens, because we dealt with this, I'll tell you a story from my life here recently. We dealt with this in the medical community. You show somebody that challenges their worldview, and I think that's what it boils down to. You've challenged their worldview, and then they have to ask the question, am I wrong about other things? Because, you know, they're very well committed to their lives at this point, whether it be preaching or whether it be doctors or whatever. So we took our daughter in to see the doctor, and she accepts anti-vax people, but she is very pro-vax and tries to push vax, you know, when you're in the office. But I told her, I was like, I don't think you've done your research. And she got really caring on me and sniffed and said, oh, I've done my research. I don't think that's fair of you to say. And I said, oh, okay, well, I tell you what, I'll show you. I said, barring COVID, because we both agreed that COVID, there's something weird about that. Okay, she was willing finally to probably say COVID. I'm sure, though, in 2021, she was probably pushing the COVID vax onto people in her office. But I'll tell you what, she was even willing to say, well, COVID, there's been a lot of people sick and hurt from that one. Okay, I said, well, barring COVID, I said, is there, you're willing to tell me that all the other vaccines that come through their system are safe and effective? She goes, yes. I was like, okay, deal. Challenge accepted. I came back the next week with the MMR data of how it shows a ridiculous amount of children have suffered under this MMR vaccine that's been given. It started being given in the 1970s, and I've got the actual study from 1978. It's stamped 1978 or whatever, that shows all these studies. This study was showing that it hurt a lot of kids. Well, this study was only given from a Freedom of Information Act request in 2018. So we finally get the information in 2018. What is that, 40 years? I guess it's almost 50 years of giving this vaccine to numerous amounts of kids. And then they've been hiding all these results for 50 years, you know. So the question she has to ask herself now is, what else am I wrong about? Well, you know.
There you go.
When you challenge these people's worldview, man, worldviews, that's when you get those looks, the deer in the headlight, the anger. That's when you get the irrational actions, you know, kicking you off their property, Eddie. So it's very intriguing to me. And I love being that person, the huckleberry that sticks them. So yeah. Anyway, I'll tell you about Yeah. So I'll go on and talk about how we met. We met at Charlottesville. I met you on the day before Charlottesville. You came out of a hotel room, and I never knew what in the world I was getting into. But we ended up on a ride for, 7, 8, 9 hours? I don't know. But it was that wasn't even the beginning of what our story is. Man, Charlottesville kind of sealed all of us as brotherhood there who got attacked in those streets. And
it was a
anyway, it was, and I'll never forget. Eddie was marching around those streets in his white shorts, white shirt, laughing. I mean, he was, you would think he was like back in Vietnam laughing at the napalm getting dropped on him or something. I mean, just, you know, I love the smell of napalm in the morning. So anyway, that's how Eddie was to me. It was like, the legend of Blackbeard, as he was, going down, he was, laughing and getting stabbed 40 times and, like, still flaming smoke coming out of his beard, That's kind of like how Eddie reminded me of. But you anyway, let's see. Well, we started the show, what, the October of the, was it the next year or was it that year?
Matter of fact, you know what? It was 7 years. This is the seventh anniversary, October. Matter of fact, October 4th, we claimed, is our seventh anniversary day. So you were in the seventh anniversary month, yes.
Okay, so almost 1 year from Charlottesville, the radio show launched, and I was on the first show with you.
Yes,
and that was
yes.
A fun time.
Yes. Well, folks, I don't know if you don't hear the music or not, we got to go do our first break at the second hour. We'll be right back. Get you a quick cup of coffee, but don't stay long. It's a short break, folks. We'll see you as soon as you get back.
This is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Get ready to be part of something incredible. We're breaking barriers and delivering the powerful stories that mainstream media won't touch. Your support is what fuels our mission to revolutionize journalism and bring you the truth. Join our passionate community of changemakers by donating at libertynewsradio.com today. Together, we're creating the future of news.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had lessons.
Dear Blood River Radio, thank you so much for holding on. I would just like to extend, before we go back to the hardcore news, I'm really, really excited to have Matt on. You know, I can't tell you, unless you've been bonded with somebody like Matt Goodwin, I hope you do. I feel sorry for people that don't have spirit kids, spirit brothers like I do. I get so attached to people. And I've always said that spirit trumps blood. And I may be off base here, but, you know, after all, God Almighty is spirit. Jesus is spirit. The Holy Spirit is spirit, et cetera, et cetera. But me and Matt, we really bonded. We rode together. They picked me up in, I think it was Crossville, Tennessee. I went up there because it's further from Memphis to Charlottesville than it is from Nashville to Charlottesville. So I rode up there, and they picked me, Matt Goodwin.
Maybe we didn't want to stop in Memphis. Maybe we just wanted you to jump in the car while we were rolling. Just don't stop in Memphis.
Yeah, I'm going to have to dive through the window. But we rode up there to Charlottesville. We had a ball together. But anyway, I'm getting kind of off track there. But I'll say again, without this fella, Matt Goodwin, there would be no Blood River Radio. We wouldn't have made it past the first year. We never would have. I know we reminisce a little bit, but I like to do that. This is their seventh anniversary, too. And Matt was right there. Opening day.
Yeah.
Opening
episode one. Episode one didn't have any experience. Both of us. You had the experience, Eddie, with the political cesspool, but I had none. And we jumped right into it and kept getting cut off by music and commercials, had no clue what I was doing. It made no points. Now we're back in it, full swing. You know, it was funny. I remember that first year I was truck driving. I'd already lost the job at that point, and I was truck driving. So I'd have to stop the truck and find a good reception, a cell phone signal, and start searching, waiting for the you know, the radio call. Anyway, it was funny. But I enjoyed it. It had the time of my life starting up Blood River with you.
It was a hoot. It was like the Wild West. That's telling you the truth. I remember you had a Bluetooth in there. That thing malfunctioned about half the time. It sounded like the devil was beating demons. The noise would come out of that thing sometimes. And, you know, so and Jacob Tyler, you never knew when the hell he was going to show up or not. He would get these projects. Oh, Pappy, I'm going to do this project. I'm going to interview this person. Well, maybe he'd show, maybe he wouldn't. Sometimes he'd give you a 15-minute notice, say, Pappy, I'm at the swimming hole. I just can't leave, having a good time. Matt never did that, but it was, we had old Lee Cochran. Lee Cochran he loved karaoke. Every time Sam Bushman came to town, Lee Cochran would keep their ass up all night long karaokeing with him. But that's the crew we had. I mean, it was just wow, man. And you would be, believe it or not, we didn't intend this show to be like this, but since we started, we might as well. I'm having a ball doing this. People need to know how we got started. It was really touch and go, and we spent a lot of money. Matt, do you remember that time we spent all that money getting a donate now button on our website? Now, I think it worked one time. I think either you and or Lee donated.
I was the person that tested it. I gave the first donation, tested it, and then it was taken down faster than an F-16 over Russia.
Yeah, it costs a hell of a lot of money to get that thing in months, and our webmaster fought us over the damn thing. She was gone for we didn't see eye to eye. See, she was gone. But anyway, I've never fired anybody in my life, but she quit the same day I fired her. But anyway, she was the only bad apple.
But
we had.
I miss old Lee. Let's give a tribute to Lee. I really do miss him. He was a hoot. He was fun to travel with and fun to be on the radio with. He was kind of the voice of reason between you and me.
Yes, and, he was. Yeah, he was.
You could count on Lee to jump in. Oh, y'all are getting hot. Y'all are getting too hot here. So.
Yeah, he called Sam one time. He said, Sam, you need to do something to any man. He said, I'm afraid. He said, they're actually challenging the FBI. You know, they're toning them. And so Sam called us once. He said, hey, y'all got to watch out. Because Matt said, do you remember, Matt? We were talking about how we were going to go to Charlottesville, storm the prison, and get our guys out of there, what we needed to do. And Matt said something like, we've got these treble hooks and throw them.
They take rope with them.
So Sam had to call us down. You don't hear from Sam much anymore because we kind of know how to tread the envelope, you know, without really going too far overboard. But yeah, Lee would get actually shook up. He would get scared. But he was funny. I tell you this quick story here. We'll go back to Matt. We were down, me and Lee Cocker went down to this place called Potts Camp, Mississippi one time. Dr. Michael Hill came down there to see, I wish I remember the name of the fellow. He was the Mississippi State Chairman of the League of the South. Well, me and old Lee Cochran hooked up, went down there, set up our computer stuff, and we did, we were going to enter, carry the show down there. And boy, you talking about some rough people. I saw some of the roughest looking characters I've ever seen. They had swatch tickets all over their heads and tattoos out the yang yang, motorcycles, every swinging dick carrying pistols. And they're straight, we're talking about straight up Nazis. You know how naive Lee was. They're out there singing these Nazi songs around a campfire. Lee was so, in some ways, really naive. Later on, I said, Lee, you know how scared you are of the Nazis and stuff like that? He got freaked out when me and Matt and Lee went to Zinc. We went to a cross lighting, and Lee freaked out about that. Anyway, I said, Lee, you're either a bunch of Nazis, and you're out there, and they all loved you to death, et cetera, et cetera. But that's the Lee Cochran that Matt was talking about. Oh, he was funny as hell, but he was the voice of reason. I can tell you one more Lee story, Matt, then we'll go back to you. We'll bring Will in, because this is like we didn't even plan the show to do like this, but we're going to do current events. But I went to Nashville one time. I was going up there to scope Nashville out because I was going to run the Nashville St. Jude Marathon. Well, Lee went up there because he knows Nashville like the back of his hand. We went over to Franklin, Tennessee, where I was going to be staying in the hotel the night before the marathon. On the way back, Lee said, well, turn off, get off the interstate, go down this road right here. So we did. Me and Lee, knowing the place like the back of his hand, I went where he went. well, went the way he said to go. We went 7 or 8 miles. I said, Lee, it seems like we're going northeast. We should be going southwest. Where does this, which way does this road go? He said, I have no idea. He said, I said, what did you tell me to come this way for? He said, I just wanted to see which way this road went. Well, that's it. That was kind of a leap. That's the God's truth. But anyway, Matt, we'll just go wherever you, I'm sure you got off on this dead rabbit trail. I got you on. You were going to talk about some current events, but I wanted the people to know what it was like in the early days. And it really was wild. We flew by the seat of our pants. We never knew where Matt was going to be. He was truck driving all over the United States of America. I remember Matt coming through one time. We needed money, and you came. You probably only remember this, Matt. You came by and you stopped. I met you at a MAPCO station. You dropped off a pile of money here because we had to pay airtime, and airtime ain't cheap. It really ain't. It wasn't cheap then. It ain't cheap now. But without Matt, God bless you, Matt. Without you, there'd be no Blood River Radio. I would have never got to know you. I love you to death. I really do. And so with that. By the way, let me introduce you to Will Franklin. Will Franklin is went on the first hour with me. He's a great guy. He's a citizen of Texas. But before we go further, Matt, just say hello to Will, and Will, say hello to Matt.
Hey, howdy, Will. Matt. I think you're the new voice of reason today that we have on the show.
Oh gosh. I've been sitting here listening to y'all reminiscing, thinking I've lived a pretty tame life. Compared to what I'm hearing. So.
Well, at least that's a good time. But I'll tell you what, I started out talking about an investment, but like I was kidding, obviously, but it really has been an amazing investment. Anytime you can invest in your people and have results.
There you go.
I think we can say we've seen results here in the past few years. I mean, there's really been a turning of the people towards the truth. So I'm really excited about the possibility of the next few years of what's happening. There seems to be momentum swinging towards an awakening, don't y'all think?
I do. What we can do, I'll answer that. I think there's an awakening. What we can do with an awakening, it depends, because the Jews still have a tremendous amount of power. We'll cover that thoroughly on the first hour. We'll cover that. And, you know, also they still have control of the nukes, and to voice what our illustrious President Biden said, they have control of the F-16s. And like Gene Andrews said last week, you guys, if we got into it again, say for instance, the South tried to get our own little independent nation, I don't think they'd have any qualms at all about nuking the South. What do you think about that, Will?
I do. I go along with that. I think they didn't have, I tell you, there was no problem from Abraham Lincoln and the Jewish control that was in D.C. at the time sending Sherman to the sea, and they pretty much nuked the South then. They did it then. Why wouldn't they do it now?
I have no qualms. I think they would. Especially, you know, something else, I was reading an article, like, you don't have to read an article about this, guys. Sooner or later, I'm definitely not a Trump fan. But sooner or later, the Nancy Pelosi types, these radical woke, so-called woke, these communist, self-hating, demon-possessed people known as the Democratic Party, they're going to get back. They'll get back in. It's not a matter of if, matter of when, and they're really going to come down hard on us. And they'll have no qualms about killing us. In fact, they're speaking openly about that. There was some kind of a race in Virginia. I believe it's the state district attorney up there, or I'll say district attorney, but they're openly talking about killing people like Republicans, like Republicans are conservative, but we know they're not. Openly talking about killing people like us. But even though, to answer, I guess that's kind of a roundabout question, rabbit trail on steroids way of answering your question, Matt. Yes, there is a massive awakening. How much we can go with that awakening? How far we can go with the awakening? Can we free us from the grip of the international Jew? That remains to be seen. People, will talk about that more when we come back to this bottom of the hour break. This is a long break. Go get some coffee. You got at least 4 minutes, but don't be late coming back.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Mary Rose. More Democrats say they approve of the job President Trump is doing. Overall, 47% of respondents to the latest AP NORC survey say they approve of the way the president has handled the crisis in Gaza. That's up from 37% who said the same thing last month. Pollsters say more Democrats account for the rising approval. Israel has identified the remains of a 76-year-old hostage handed over by Hamas. He was among those abducted on October 7th, 2023, during Hamas's attack on Israel. Israel's prime minister's office said today his family has been notified. This marks the 10th returned hostage body since a ceasefire began over a week ago. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says President Trump's accomplishments in the Middle East are undeniable, but he has this word of caution.
There are tremendous heavy lifts awaiting, not the least of which, perhaps the primary of which, is the demilitarization of Gaza and disarming Hamas.
Dr. Oren made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Disgraced New York Congressman George Santos is getting out of prison thanks to President Trump, who has commuted his sentence.
The former New York representative, the first openly gay Republican elected to Congress, was serving more than 7 years in federal prison in southern New Jersey. Santos pled guilty to fraud and identity theft, admitting he scammed donors and stole the identities of 11 people, including family members. The judge agreed with prosecutors that Santos didn't seem remorseful. Santos was also charged with fraudulently collecting unemployment benefits and lying to Congress. He flipped a House seat representing Long Island, but served less than a year in office after it was revealed that he lied about college and former jobs and fabricated much of his life story. I'm Jennifer King.
The nation's midsection is bracing for severe storms that could produce tornadoes, hail, and rain from the Mississippi Valley to Texas. More on these stories.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. You've heard about our Solera infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com, but did you know we also make the best gas logs for your fireplace? You've probably seen Rasmussen gas logs and fireballs on TV and in the movies. We've got sizes to fit all fireplaces, styles to fit every decor, and we even do custom designs for large and unusual fireplaces. Lighting these logs is as easy as pushing a button. Realistic Rasmussen gas logs look great even when the fire is off. For regions prone to power outages, gas logs are an excellent source of emergency heat with no electricity required. We've been making them since the 50s, so you can buy a Rasmussen gas log with confidence. So go to BestHotGrill.com to find the products you need to keep you warm inside and outside of your home while eating great grilled food. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. BestHotGrill.com.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard-right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Ooh, Blood River Radio family, I'd like to thank you so much for coming on. Thank you so much for giving us a purpose here at Blood River Radio. Our purpose has never changed. It never will. As long as there's Eddie Miller and Blood River Radio, our one purpose, people, is to fight against Satan's ongoing program of global white genocide. It's in full speed right now. That's our only purpose. And like yours truly said in that little soundbite, they have come after, they've already taken the linen in our Confederate battle flag and our glorious swastika. They've taken that. They've also taken the stone in our statues, our memorials to our dead Confederates, our dead ancestors, even before even the first War of Independence. They've taken all those markers down. We told them once they get through, once they get done with the our Confederate ancestors, those monuments, they're going to come after your precious George Washington and your precious Thomas Jefferson, even and John Mason and John Adams, all those people. They did, and they've already done that, and the stone's gone. And people, I'm going to set this, using this as a springboard to get into a statement and then a question to our two gentlemen here, our precious brothers, fellow warriors. They have taken our linen and they have taken our stone, and now they're coming after the flesh. And if you're going over to across the pond to England, here's and see, reliable evidence says that you cannot go into London if you're white, Harley. You're taking your life into your own hands. It's as bad as any part of Memphis. It's as bad as Detroit, Washington, D.C., if not worse. Something like over 70%, I believe it is, of the population of London, the once greatest seafaring nation the world's ever seen, developed by white people. Built by white people, maintained by white people, has been taken over by these sand coons from North Africa, by Muslims. They even have a Muslim mayor in London. I've been told that every hamlet, every city, every village in London, guys, has been taken. They have a Muslim mayor. They also, the Indians have a big presence there too. So that being factual, the people in this video is watching said that the United States is probably a mere 20 years behind you, the UK, maybe not that far, in my opinion, of having a Muslim mayor. And don't laugh, people, because we already have one, I think, in Minneapolis, St. Paul. We have one in Dearborn, Michigan. Golly knows wherever we have other places that are on the border, on the cusp of having a Muslim mayor. A predominantly Indian population, predominantly Muslim population. We just got through covering first hour. Have they completely taken over cardiology in the Veterans Hospital here in Memphis, a gigantic hospital? They've taken over Baptist Central. There's only one white person in Baptist Central who is a nephrologist. The rest of the nephrologists at Baptist Central, which is a huge medical system in Memphis, is, they're Indians. So that being said, I'm going to ask the guys, are we, we'll start with Matt and we'll go to Will. Matt, are we going in the United States the same path that they went in the UK? Are we going to have an Indian mayor in a head honcho of the most, of just about all the major metropolises in the United States? And if that's so, if that happens, are we headed that way? And is it because we as white people have turned our back on God Almighty? Is it because we also, not only that, have we turned our back on white people? Have we become cowards and refuse to, for God forbid, we even speak about violence? We can't do an act of violence. We can't even speak violence. Is that because, Matt, that we have, that we're under judgment? And take it from there, Matt.
Yes, I believe it is, because I met a gentleman from England at my church, and he came to my church. He knew some people there, and he said, I was talking to him about the white population in England. And he sadly told me that he actually has to go to France to find a good church. And I don't understand how that even works, but somehow he every Sunday he had to go to France just to find a good church. And I think the decline is very correlated with the churches falling over there. And I think that's happening here as well, because the churches, the pastors stopped preaching the word of God, and they stopped giving all the doctrine. Like when Paul says in Acts, he says, "I gave you the whole counsel of God." I think it's a pastor's job to give the whole counsel of God. Just don't talk about an altar call. Just don't lead all your messages to altar calls. There has to be doctrine. It says to teach doctrine and sound doctrine, and to teach the word. So, when you compare our churches over here to the churches in England, a lot of the churches in England I've heard have fallen, and they've actually become like commercial spaces. Like, it's not even a church congregation meeting there. It's like become like a storefront or something, or you know, like a tavern or something like that. And I think that a lot of the churches here, the pastors have stopped preaching the word. And what do you see? You go to any of these churches, most of them, and many of them have almost no young people or very few young people. And as soon as those young people go through the college, they've already gone through the education system indoctrination of the government. Once they go to college indoctrination, and it further seals the deal and puts the nail in the coffin, those kids come back complete Marxists and socialists and brainwashed. You think they're going to go back to their home churches and start sitting under, you know, those pastors with lukewarm teachings? No way. So I think we see that decline all across America, and the churches are the leaders of that decline. The churches, the bright side of that is that the churches are also, there are few good churches, and they are going to be the thing that restores the remnant, basically, I believe. There are some out there, and I see people that are very interested in changing their local communities for Christ. So that's going to be the thing on the horizon that we should look for and participate in.
I think that's a good answer. Maybe. Will, what's your opinion, brother?
First off, I agree 100% with Brother Matt there, and I'm gonna bolster that up with a little bit of scripture, and it's coming out of the Old Testament, it's Deuteronomy 28:15. It says, "But it shall come about if you do not obey the Lord your God to be careful to follow all of His commandments and His statutes, which I am commanding you today, that these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Cursed will you be in your city, and cursed will you be in the country." And if you go down a little bit, this is one that I think is very applicable to us right now in this country, with just being overran of what you were talking about, Eddie, as far as the Indians and the Hindus and the Muslims and these racial strangers that are all about us. We are told in Deuteronomy chapter 28 what happens when we stop following the Lord as a nation. And it says in 28 verse 43 that the stranger who is among you will rise above you higher and higher, and you will go down lower and lower. And if you look at our people and what has happened since, I'll go back and give my opinion of when it happened, Eddie. You know what I'm going to say, and that's in 1948 when we, as a nation, decided we were going to bless the bastard little country of Israel over there in the Middle East. And when we let the Scofield Bible and Cyrus Scofield himself infiltrate our churches and our schools of theology all across this country, and this new gospel that Matt was talking about started permeating our churches, we certainly haven't been blessed. We have gone down lower and lower with our melting pot society and our open love, free love, hippie society, and all of the ills and ilks that have come to us in the past few decades. I think we're reaping what we have sown, and there is a remnant that, you know, Brother Matt spoke of, and that is the good thing, you know. And I often like to tell people, if you read what Jesus said himself there in the end in the judgment, he talks about the hot and the cold and the lukewarm. Well, we know who the cold are. We know those people that openly hate God. But he is speaking to the lukewarm, and to be lukewarm, that means you have to be pretending to be something. And those are your pew riders that you see in most of the corporate churches, where they go and they play church, but they're not really participating in church, the body of Christ itself, the ecclesia. And that is the remnant. And what I will say is, like a lot of our people in this country that are waking up to the truth of who we are, the truth of what's happening to our people, there also is a growing remnant, Eddie. And I think there is hope there. I do. I believe there's hope for us. But to answer your question to the fullest, yeah, I think we got to where we are because of the state of the churches and our people, our people, the founding stock of this country, the Christians that came to this New Jerusalem and found this country, of us turning away from our heritage and turning away from our God. But the good news there is also in the Old Testament, we can find in 2 Chronicles 7:14, God says, "My people who are called by my name, if they humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that I will hear from heaven and I'll forgive their sins and I'll heal their land." And that's certainly what I think that remnant is doing, that they're turning back to God. And all I can say is that we have to keep pushing that as much as we can.
That's an amazing answer. I think you two guys are on fire. I'm so glad y'all are here. Big people, I'll hear the music. We got to go to a last break of the second hour. We'll be right back, folks.
Step into the boots of the American West with Range Magazine, where grit meets grace. This is a front row seat to the stories, struggles, and triumphs of ranchers, farmers, and stewards of the land. From jaw-dropping photography to no-nonsense reporting, Range brings you the untold tales of life on the range. Whether you're a city dweller with a cowboy's heart or living life where the pavement ends, Range speaks to the soul of the West. Subscribe today at rangemagazine.com.
Are you ready to stand up for your community and support your local sheriff? Join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association and become a vital member of the Sheriff's Citizens Posse. At CSPOA.org, we empower citizens like you through weekly webinars, arming you with the knowledge to back your constitutional county sheriff. Together, we can uphold our Constitution and ensure liberty and justice for all. Your community needs you now more than ever.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for holding on. These two guys on here, these young men, doing an amazing job. I thought that Deuteronomy 28 that Will read, I mean, people tell me that wasn't like looking into a crystal ball, 3,000 years ago, whatever. I mean, if you ever wondered if the Bible was true, that passage right there alone should tell you that the people who the Bible is true.
Can I speak a little bit to that? Just
sure, go ahead. Sure, go ahead.
The principal author of Deuteronomy is considered to be Moses, and Moses obviously was the person chosen by God to have the law given to. And so what Moses did there was write down for God's people what the repercussions of not keeping God's laws are. And remember, our people, the Anglo-Saxon, Germanic, Scandinavian, and kindred people, our people, we are people of the book. We are Christendom. And we fall under that law. And it is clearly spelled out there what happens to a nation that turns its back on God. And like you said, Eddie, it's thousands of years old. This is nothing new. But if they make us dumb and they make us fat and they make us happy, we stop paying attention to little things like that that are pretty doggone important. And that is the playbook. That's what they want us to be wrapped up in everything else except for what matters.
Could not agree more. And Matt, would you like to chime in on that, brother? And, you know, if we don't run out of time on this hour, we always talk about solutions on Blood River Radio. So with the resources that Blood River Radio has, the resources that the white people have, most white people I know, it's like a penance compared to what we are arrayed against. And, I mean, the might and power of the Jew that runs not only the United States government, but I don't think it could be argued with anyone that's aware of their current situation in the world, that it cannot be argued that the Jew does not control the entire Western world, be it the UK, the Western Europe, probably not so much Eastern Europe, not Russia, but all of the Western Europe, United States, UK, you know, Australia, Canada. We've been conquered totally by them, by the Jew. So I think you guys are right. I think that if the reason that has come about being conquered is because we did turn our back on God. We did get soft. Matt, do you have any solution? And I'll just, before I ask you that question, I've always said this, and I'm certainly not a Bible scholar, but God, you know, working with the majority to defeat the minority, I don't think that's not, there's no glory in that. There's glory for God when he does use a remnant, guys. And this is just me, voicing my ideas out loud. At the remnant you guys mentioned, I think, there's more glory in him using a handful of remnant to retake his country here, his United States of America that he created at one time. The United States of America, hundreds of years ago, was founded by white people, by white Christians, for white Christians. And there was nobody that come into this country that wasn't white, mostly Christians, because if you were a Hindu or a Muslim, whatever, you were not going to come into the United States of America. But, I'll start with you, Matt. Will the remnant, I know you have no way of knowing it, will the remnant that God uses, keep in mind, God never uses, in my opinion, the majority to get where he wants, because there's no glory in, just like there's no glory in using a big, strong man to defeat a small man. There's glory in using a 90-pound weakling and defeating a 300-pound football lineman. That may be a piss-poor analogy, but Matt, will God use the remnant in this country? Is he going to use it to turn back, if not the United States, the world back to to Christendom, or are we just doomed to hell forever? Or are we just, is
no,
it over?
No, I think he's already, I think that's already in motion, and I think his message and his kingdom is growing. I do believe that wholeheartedly. One thing I wanted to say, and I want to talk to the Christians, like if you're going to a church and you haven't seen a new person come into that church in months, in weeks, you need to really consider if your church is even biblical and doing biblical worship, because the only model really that the New Testament gives is one of growth. Go ye therefore into all the world teaching and preaching and baptizing. That is one of growth. It is not stagnation. It's not sitting around, you know, on pews every week. You got your little section of the pew marked out with your name on it. Like, that is not Christendom. And that is not, you know, just like we had talked about earlier, and you guys started the broadcast off with, there are a lot of bad churches. And people, if you're going to one of these kind of stagnant churches, you need to really consider, is this actual worship? Is this church? Is the head of this building and this people Christ? Well, that's who we're following. And the head of, Christ's lordship is supreme, and it is reigning over all the earth, and it is growing. And the world church is growing, regardless of whether it's growing in America or not. So, you know, that is the model. So that's what I wanted to add to that comment. So Eddie, you know, back to you.
That leaves another question before we go over to Will. Is it true, the information you've got, the information I have, says that in Russia, the old Soviet Union under Putin, they've undergone a pretty much a solid revival in the past 12, 15 years, especially since he's been there. He kicked out the big Jewish bankers that controlled, 70-80% of the wealth of the old Soviet Union. Where am I going with this? That revival there in Russia, is it going to be? Where the hell am I going to go with this question? Well, I'll just go back to you, Will. Do you see the same thing that Matt sees? Is the world church? I don't see it in the West. I don't see it in Britain. I don't see it in the UK. I certainly don't see it here in the United States. But maybe I'm just not looking hard enough. To respond to that right there, best you can, Will.
I think by the nature of a remnant, which is what we're told in Scripture, will remain at the actual church. That's a small number, and so I think I'm dumbing this down for me, Eddie, as far as how I want to say it is. I think what we're going to see as far as the church, the true church, what we're going to see is quality over quantity as far as true Bible believing. Washed in the blood Christians. I think you're going to see quality over quantity. I don't think it's going to be a huge number because by definition, remnant isn't. So I think you will see a revival. I think Matt is spot on, but I think the revival is not going to be tens and hundreds of millions of people. I think what you are going to see is a revival amongst our people of the remnant. And in literally God only knows how many people that's going to be. But I think when you boil down whatever the material is, that the dross comes to the top, right? And it gets skimmed off, and what you're left with is the purity. And I think that is what's happening in Christendom. It's the separation of the wheat and the tares. You know, I think when Jesus was speaking in those parables and he talked about the wheats and the tares and what the church was going to look like in the future, you know, a tare is looks just like wheat as far as the plant. It's only when the head, the seed head forms, that you're able to determine what is the weed and what is the actual plant. And I think that's where we're at. I think we're getting close to the separation of the wheat and the tares. And I think there's going to be a lot less wheat than we think. And I think that's going to be the remnant.
Final question to Matt, because we're almost out of time. Matt, I've often said this. I'll see if you agree with me. I think it's my opinion that the reason the entire West, and I'll start with the West, has placed a Jew, Zelensky, as the head honcho in the Ukraine, a Jew, a Christ-hating Jew, and they're locked almost in a death battle with Russia, which is, they say that they're Christian. There's been a revival going there. Matt, I don't know if it's a rhetorical question or not. In your opinion, if the reason that the Russia is so hated by the West nowadays, which is controlled by the Jew, is it because Russia has undergone a revival because they do have a self-professing, Putin says he's a Christian. He wears a cross around his neck, the one he's had for years. Am I right there, Matt, or what's your opinion there, brother?
I'm not really sure on that. I don't know a lot about the internal spiritual aspects of Russia. I know that they're largely Orthodox, and that our mutual friend Simon Rosh, he went over there and he said that spirit of peace is all around Russia. It has a very peaceful kind of atmosphere. It's very possible that Putin has tried to pull his people back to their religious roots and to reinstill Christ back into the culture, and has followed Christ himself. I'm not sure.
Well, I appreciate that, Matt.
As we go on in this war.
We've run completely out of time. God bless you. Thank you so much for coming on, Matt. I appreciate that. I'll contact you again real soon. You contact me real soon. And thank you again for coming on. And say hello to Miss Bubba Gale and hug the kids for me. Dear Blood River Radio family, go get you a quick cup of coffee. It's going to be a long break. We're transitioning to the third hour. We're going to pick up Mr. Walker, Mr. Ben Walker. Be right back, folks.